Blog Talk Radio.
Come, oh yes it will.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.
All right, now it's 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Time to get the show on the road here. Long Island Joe asked me to host it once again, so I'm back. You guys know how to hit the one button if you want to talk. I have quite a few callers on. I was told I might have given the wrong number on the DMV page, but I'm pretty sure it's the 713-955-0440. Some of you have another number. I guess both of them work. Somebody hit the one button just so I'll know that you can hear me and that we're live and going. Because tonight's topic is pretty interesting. It stemmed from, I read a post the other day. We're not going to name names because I'm not into that. I don't want to, you know, put somebody down or talk negative about somebody. But I read a post where someone asked for fan participation in paying out a shootout pot, giving money to the racers to help with the money that they're supposed to be racing for or gambling for. Now, it was very important that I speak up on it because, for me, that's very shiesty. That right there underhands what we all know in the game of grudges for cash, and I mentioned cash because the shootout stuff is different than grudges for cash. A shootout isn't grudge racing for cash. It's actually just a shootout. It's a last man standing type deal. It's a class race, so to speak, but they have the clocks off, so they call it no time racing, which is cool. But it's not grudge racing for cash. When you ask a fan who pays their $20 to come into the track to contribute to the payouts or to contribute to the pot that a racer wins, you're basically showing that you're manipulating the game. And the reason I say that is because even a fan in the stands, if there's a fan in the stands and they're watching two cars go down and they don't know that each car has its own intention on going down the track that time, and it's not a grudge race, but you portray it as a grudge race when you grab the mic and you holler, grudge race, and the two cars going down, they're really just testing or just making sure the tires are hooking. If you announce it as a grudge race, you're deceiving people, and that's deceit. Deceit is wrong. Everything is wrong. As a racer and a gambler, if I tell you somebody is betting with counterfeit money, you automatically respect me for alerting you to something that's going wrong in the game and to stay away from it. So what I'm doing right now is showing you guys the counterfeit part of why would a promoter or a track or even a racer ask fans to put into their pot, put money in after paying to come see an event or paying to see action, they're asking them to put more money into a pot just to see action. It's deceit. It sounds shady, and it is shady. So I'm speaking on it. I'm letting everybody know because I have nothing to lose by telling the truth. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and that's grudge racing for cash. So if you call me and you come at me from a perspective of a class racer or a match racer or index racer, you can't tell me about this stuff. I know this stuff very well, and I'm Crunch. I'm the host tonight. I see we got a bunch of callers on here, a lot of people all over. I have a lot of area codes that, you know, wow, they're from all over. These area codes, I don't know where half of them are. I recognize New York, New Jersey, but there's some North Carolina. I see some 770s. I think that's South Carolina. Yeah, so we're here. Like I said, Joe told me, come on in. So I have a one button. Somebody hit the one button. So we're going to see who it is. We're going to start the show off. I told you what the premise was, the subject matter. Don't be shiesty to the fans. You can't use the fans as part of your event activity and expect them to put money in on your pot. It's not. The person is gone. I saw one button and he took off. So hit the one button if you want to talk, if you have something to say about that, if you feel as though you understand why that's undermining everything we do, if you ask fans to put in the pot. Because what you're doing is you're taking responsibility away from the promoter and the track for putting on the show. That'd be like Mayweather, you pay $100 to see him box, and then they want you to put another $100 in so that whoever wins can get that $100 and they can pay it with your money instead of the money that they should be paying it with. Nobody would do that. Our fans are not that stupid, and I'm shocked that guys would even, you know, try that. So come on now. Hit the one button. Somebody hit it. I don't know if I knocked you off by accident, but I see a lot of numbers here. Hit the one button, and we'll talk about it. All right? Let me just make sure everybody can hear me. I see a 732-5221. Just let me know you can hear me, and we can go from there. Nobody's there, huh? Okay. 410-2363. Let me know that you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I just want to... Where is 410, as a matter of fact?
Maryland.
Maryland. Okay,
it's Maryland.
Cool.
It's in Maryland.
Well, all right. Well, hit the one button if you want to speak. I just wanted to make sure I could be heard. And hopefully tonight's subject matter. Go ahead.
It's all good. No, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure everything is good. So I have a one button person here. Let me go get them on. And thank you 410 for that. So
no problem.
201-9355. Your mic is hot.
Crunch, what's going on? How's everything? Cliff.
Hey, what's up, brother? Is this Cliff?
Hey, yes, it is. Yes, it is indeed.
Oh, okay. Well, Cliff, what's going on, man?
Man, listen, trying to maintain. Trying to maintain.
Right.
I see you
okay.
on the mic.
Well,
second in a row, man. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm trying. Joe gave me the opportunity, so I try to make the best of it. I was on time today, even though I had the traffic deal. I can't make that 6:30 time, but I'm trying. Cliff, did you hear the subject matter for this evening?
Yeah, actually, I did, Crunchy. You know what? I was a little thrown off because, I mean, when I hear that term grudge race, there's only one person that I know that I heard that from, and I couldn't possibly imagine that person saying that on two cars going down that's not racing for money. So I hope that's not the case.
No. I was using that as an example. It didn't happen that way. I was using that as an example. We know that's Postdoc Joe, and he knows the rules. He knows the game. But I was just saying, if somebody was to grab the mic and holler, grudge race, and the two cars that were going down weren't really grudge racing, that would be deceit. I use it as an example. He's never done it. I'm saying as an example so people would know what I'm talking about because they know that when he grabs that mic and says, grudge race, then you know that these two guys on that track are gambling. They're putting their money up. Whoever gets to the other end in fair fashion will get paid. So then in the stands, you bet your money, you know. But I've seen guys in the stands bet on cars that they don't even know what's going on. It's just like a test run or they just trying the car out, and you betting on who's going to get there first. One of the guys might not even intend on going all the way through. So that's all I was using as an example. Pro Stock Joe knows what I mean. He knows. Yeah.
Yeah, anybody who would use that term, I would have to definitely agree that it's definitely deceit that's going on because, for example, Pro Stock Joe, when he uses that term, and I've been at a couple of events, and I've seen people drop what's in their damn hands, stop who they was talking to and run to the stands, you know,
right,
see what's going
right,
on. Leave
exactly.
Them, what the hell is going on and run
exactly.
So they don't miss off the show. Anybody who
exactly.
does that deal without two cars literally going down there for a money matchup, you know, no, that's butt-ass wrong. That's,
right.
That's
right. That's exactly why I use that as an example because it's important that people respect the fact that when they hear him say that, they know that that's a money run. You know, some people need, you know, they need to keep their respect level on a different level. So when you hear PSJ, Postdoc Joe, say grudge raise, you automatically know that that's for money and it's about to go down, so you can gamble on that particular race. Well, I got a couple mics open. Let me open this other mic, Cliff. We got 914-5466. Your mic is hot.
What's up, Crunch? How you doing, Cliff? Mr. Pee-wee.
What's going on?
I want to come to Pro Stop Joe's defense with the he's thinking the races is a grudge race, because what I was seeing, they had a lane just for grudge race only. When you get in the test and tune lane, you're going to sit there
right.
for an hour or two. So the people were saying that, yo, let's get in this lane, say we have a grudge race so we can make a test pass.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of that shit was bogus.
Right, right. Well, I just used Joe as an example. I didn't say it happened that way or he did it intentionally. I just hope you guys know. I just used him as an example because
when you
hear him say that, yeah, I didn't say he did anything wrong. I don't want this to go left.
I'm
actually talking about.
It's wrong because a lot of that stuff was going on at the race, and it's not fair to people. I sat in the lanes for 2 hours, and then I seen a couple of people that I know wasn't racing for money. And then Pro Stock Joe, he just, they call in the lane because grudge race is priority. So that lane was just flowing all day long. Okay.
Well, you know what? That sounds like another issue, but it's on the same lines of deceit and, you know, just manipulating the game. It's on the same lines, but, you know, let's keep it clear. Tonight, I'm talking about, you know, I used to talk about people putting flyers out that guys weren't going to be there at the show, but the cars are on the flyers. That's deceit. I talked about many different things and calling it deceit, but tonight, we're talking about the racers or the track promoter or the track owner asking the fans to contribute to the pot that's being paid for a shootout or the winner of anything that's going on at that event. That right there is also deceit, you know. So I'm touching on a few things, and I'm glad you said that because I use Pro Stock Joe as an example, but I shouldn't have. Maybe I should have said something else because he had nothing to do with any of this. But when people hear that particular, you know, grudge race, then you know this is a money race kicking off. So let me add this one into 4-4.
He didn't even know, because when he had his show, some of them races that he said that happened, everybody knew that wasn't a grudge race. So he was just was going with the flow.
Right, but you know what? In situations like that, people have to speak up. People have to speak up and let it be known.
That definitely opens up some good community now. Because you know what? Pro Stock Joe has a tough job standing there with that mic at the starting line trying to identify what's going on and close races and if somebody really likes. Even with the two guys.
They said it. Everybody in that lane, it was supposed to be for grudge racing only, not for test.
Right. Well, what it sounds like to me is some guys took advantage of a situation, and they manipulated the system for their own benefit, because that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
And that was some deceit, because they shouldn't have been going in that particular lane without proper permission. So that right there is a whole nother subject, and I respect it. And you know what? It opens more eyes to more things and more dilemmas in trying to keep this thing with the highest integrity and mission. I got another mic. Somebody hit the one button. 443-4219. Your mic is hot.
Hey, Crunch. This is Jeff Rogers. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, brother. What's going on?
Jeff, how are you?
I'm fine. What I was saying is, look, the only problem about this grudge race at these tracks, like, is everybody wants to bet on every set of cars that go down the track, and sometimes the tracks won't let you run by yourself. So what I was seeing the other day, I was in line making a test pass, and the track wouldn't let you run by yourself. So there's a guy in the other lane, and I'm looking at the window of my car, and everybody's betting, and I'm trying to throw my hand in the air like, motherfuckers, don't bet. I'm gonna sleep the tree, and before I get to the end of the track, I'm letting off the gas. I'm not beating this motherfucker. This is the guy that shows his times all the time.
Wow.
I'm not going out running,
okay.
And I see him
okay.
betting, but I can't stop him. I'm in the window, like throwing my hand, like don't bet. I am not beating this motherfucker. If I beat him, then
right.
I'm not beating. And I slept the tree
right.
a little bit, and I got down there, and I put the thing in neutral, and he beat me. And I come back, man, I lost some money on you, and I said, motherfuckers, if I don't tell you I'm grudge racing, don't bet a dollar. But
right,
if you get
right.
in line, you watch
well,
every two cars go down, and they bet, man. I'm like, they're going to lose some money today.
Well, Jeff, it's sad to say.
We stumbled on a good can of worms here. We stumbled on a good can of worms right now, Crunch.
Right, but listen. It's sad to say that we have to have a conversation like this, because there are fans in the stands that really don't understand the whole schematic of what we do. They don't
exactly.
understand what's really going on. They just see the money flying. So that's why we're having this conversation. That's why a guy like Jeff, who's a stand-up guy, Cliff, stand-up guy, you're known for racing. If you lose, you pay. And when you win, you want to get paid. So we have to keep the respect level high, the integrity high. And I'm glad we're having this conversation, because that right there is also another way where the fans don't know that they're getting duped. They're getting
exactly.
played out, manipulated. But now we're here to help them. If they listen to the show, if they read the No Time page, they need to know if it's not an official grudge race for cash going down with two cars, you never know what the intention of either vehicle is. Some people just want to go make a 60-footer and shut down. You need to know that before you bet your money.
Exactly.
You know, else you're going to lose for nothing.
Exactly.
And Jeff, that was pretty. I mean, you're in the middle of a run. You're about to put the bulb on, and you see these people betting. So there's only so much you can do at that particular time. You know,
exactly.
So I know how you felt, because you have to stick to your guns for what's best for your racing team. You know, if you was going to do
right.
a 330 shot, you do your 330 shot and hit the brakes. So I understand that, and I appreciate
yeah.
that the fact that you were
then
able
you feel,
to admit that.
You know, yeah, then you feel sorry for the people that like you and bet on your ass, and then you lost on purpose, more or less. You know what I mean? Like, the fuck can I do at
yeah.
this point?
Yeah,
usually,
remember what we learned.
It's a grudge race.
Uh-huh. You know, we learned in school, caveat emptor, that means buyer beware. So bettors beware. You have to know what you're doing. And, you know, I prompted this whole conversation for tonight about disrespecting fans and trying to dupe the fans. You cannot have fans putting in the pot for a payout of a shootout or something like that. And I'm not going to give the guy who started all this any attention, because I don't respect him after I read that. Before that, I used to like him as an entertainer. But now, after seeing that he tried that, I really just wanted to put this out there so people would hear it. But I got another number here, 347-6810. Yeah. 347-5810. Your mic is hot.
What's going on, fellas?
Killer,
what's
this crazy yours? What's up, brother? Yeah, we want some different type of topic tonight. I know everybody wants to have fun and holler about racing, which is cool, but we have to start keeping this thing in perspective for ourselves, because if we don't, the guy in the next lane can manipulate you when you line up to do what you know is a fair grudge race for cash. You know?
Man, I had one guy come up to me Saturday. I like the car on the left. I looked at him. I was like, you stupid motherfucker. This is not a grudge race. No, I ain't betting. Get the fuck out of here. Somebody
right.
random.
So you chose not to take advantage of the man because he didn't know any better.
Yeah, I told him no. I'm not betting on
right.
this one. But he's picking.
Well, see,
you're
a good guy.
It was a street car. It was a street car and a pro mod. Like just people betting like dumbasses on there. And this guy's telling me, he's telling me he's gonna take the pro mod and I'll take the street car. I look at him, I was like, I got stupid written on my forehead here. Fuck out of here.
Yeah,
so I'll bet on my car.
Well, listen, that's why we're having this conversation. Go ahead, Cliff. I hear you, Cliff.
The funny thing about those guys is, for the people that come to the track for the first time or even for the second time, they're already excited that they're coming to a situation that they don't know nothing about. And you know what? Some people aren't even aware that both cars aren't racing competitively. You know, like if you go to a dog track or a horse race, when them horses and them tracks, when them gates open, it's a bet. So some people, you know what, they like getting duped. But for the most part, anybody who's in this scene that does this, that's in the stand on the Dollar Tree, as you know it, Crumpton, as you know it, Sammy, listen, they're not going to do homework. But for the people that haven't done their homework, listen, they leave and go home excited, but some of them lost the money that they shouldn't have lost. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But once
there's a thing.
It just opened up.
Right. Understandable. You run if you're betting on a class, like on a class, two class cars or whatever it is racing. You bet on that, yeah. But these guys are testing, tuning. They're just mixing the cars up. They're not setting them up pro mod versus pro mod. They're putting street car versus pro mod. You know what I mean?
Right.
And people are betting online like morons.
Well, the reason I always I stay on guys who have the false flyers. I stay on guys who promote or lie about. Pots being paid out. Well, it all goes back to deceit and being duped. And I respect the guys that won't take advantage. I respect the guys that won't take advantage of fans that don't know any better. But there are many, many people out there that will take advantage of a fan that doesn't know any better.
If you're a promoter, it's due for the fans. It's due for the fans. Don't beat up on the fans. That's what it is.
You know, now I really got excited about this show because I couldn't believe they were trying to get the fans to help with the pot. Now, if you have people that want to bet against you or people that want to bet with you and they want to add to your pot while you're doing an official grudge race, that's cool because they're coming to you and saying, listen, I believe in you. I want to make money with you if you win. Here's my part. You can put that in the pot. That's a little different than fans paying $20 to come in. Fans paying $20 to come in, and then you ask them to put $100, ask the fan to put $100 in the pot and get a bunch of fans to help with the pot. That right there is not good. It's very much deceitful. Go ahead, Sammy. I'm listening.
I got a good one. Who wants to see me and Jeff line up? Let the fans put up the pot. We run.
that's not good. And another reason that we have to keep this subject matter important and on top is because if guys start doing fake races in front of the fans, which I'm not saying I haven't seen some things that made me go, that didn't look too good. If guys do that, then all the integrity for the ones that's out there trying to actually win money, you know, practice, race, win money, we're all going to be in the same boat. And we don't want to be in the same boat. I don't want to be around guys who – I read something on the Internet today about a guy who placed a bet for $300, lost, and now he won't pay the man, and he's BSing the man for weeks or days at a time, saying he's at work. He's going to send it to Walmart. If you bet money on ass and your reputation is on the line and you don't pay, your reputation is finished. So you get caught setting up races. You get caught –
rock bottom.
Yeah, you get caught scamming the fans for money. You get caught doing all that. Your reputation is finished.
It's finished.
That's why it's important. Right, that's why it's important to do the right thing, stay on top of the game, and speak up when you hear all this craziness going on because I speak up. If I see a car on two flyers, I know it's some BS going on for two different tracks, same date. I'm speaking up. Somebody told a lie here. So, you
Jeff,
know,
Jeff was,
it's
2 months ago was like that. Jeff has a flyer for two different events.
Well, Crunch, tell me
sir.
who's trying to get the fans to pay for a race?
Well, I'm not going to say his name. You know why? I figured I wasn't going to say his name because he actually asked me to come on a show and talk about it with him. I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to host Long Island Joe's show, a man I trust. A man that if Long Island Joe and his man tell me they got a race going on, it's a grudge race, I know for a fact it's a guaranteed grudge race for cash and it's a real one. So certain people's reputation, I'm not even going to mention the guy's name because I don't want his reputation mixed in with any of us, if you respect that, you know what I mean?
What state is this kicking off? At least tell us that.
I don't even know what track he was talking about. He was talking about up on the hill somewhere. I don't even know where that's at. But when he started talking about the fans need to put in $100, I said, wait a minute. This sounds a little shady. And some people, the fans, he wanted the fans to put
in
money towards the shootout.
when them motherfuckers come through that gate and pay that $20, that's the money they're putting in. Fuck, promoters
but then,
to cover it. What the fuck you paying to come
yeah,
to track for?
All it sounds to me is he alleviated the fact that the promoter should kick out or the track owner should kick out. They alleviated all that. Now they put the responsibility on the fans. I know it's wrong.
Yeah, you got to put it.
You know it's wrong.
They want to put the money in their
crazy.
Pocket. They want to put the money
yeah,
in their pocket. They'd rather have their money in their pocket. That's what
yeah,
it's
that's,
and,
you don't,
they're
you don't.
Taking it to a – they're
and,
taking it now to a level of let me fill my pockets on the expense of everybody
yeah.
else. Doesn't work
but
like that.
But then they always – they always use – here's the saying that I always get thrown at me. Well, at least they get to see some racing. No, that's not a good excuse because they paid
no.
their money already, so you have to give them some type of entertainment for that $20. Now, I've seen a lot of things, and I don't speak on it because it works for some people, and it's not a bad thing. But if a flyer says you got a rap concert, a free food giveaway – they're giving away a $50,000 car. I mean, all of this on one fly just to bring people in. It just makes you feel like, why are you giving so much for so little just to get us there? And then when we get there, it's not what you said it was. Or you have a shootout and not enough cars come, so you don't pay what you're supposed to pay. Or stuff like that. There's a lot of things going on in drag racing today that come down to shady business or whatever you want to call it. But hopefully,
Crunch,
the guys that know better. Go ahead. Speak up.
I'll ask you a question. Shootouts.
Yes.
Shootouts considered grudge racing?
A shootout is not grudge racing for cash because in order to get paid, you have to do rounds. You know what I mean? It's a ladder. So
all right.
Grudge racing for cash
yeah,
is one race, one pot. You remember what from
pot.
Small Block Posse. One race,
yeah.
one pot.
Yeah,
one
race, one
winner.
Pot.
That's it. You can't
that's
call
it
grudge racing for cash if you do a shootout. Now, the shootouts are good. I respect the shootouts, and I want to see shootouts. But you can't, just because you turn the clocks off in a shootout, you can't call it a grudge race for cash when the guy does
mm-hmm.
four rounds to win the pot. Now, lately I've been seeing, you know, like, what's that guy's name, the promoter from Texas? Jake.
Big
right?
Jake.
He has a yeah, Big Jake. He has something going on that, you know, as long as it's what works for you, everybody has to respect it from a business standpoint. He has eight cars giving up $2,500, and then the track throws in $5,000 on top for a $25,000 pot. So if you feel you can win, you buy in with $2,500, and you got to go beat the rest of those guys and get that $25,000 pot. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what racing has always been about, match racing, class racing. That's what it's been about. But if you call that grudge racing for cash, like we know it, then you're just wrong in the terminology. You know what I mean? And if you see guys that try to put this is grudge racing for cash, no, it's not, because you're actually just doing a class race, and the winner gets such amount of money. And the reason the class racers stay away from that is because it got found out years ago, like guys would have 10 cars in a shootout, and then the last four cars standing would just split the money. And it was always the same last four guys standing at the end, and instead of racing for that one pot, they just split it four ways. So once people found out that they were doing that, you know, they felt like you're deceiving us. You know, you got this big pot, 50 grand, 40, 25,000. But you wait till the last four cars are left standing, and y'all just split the pot and walk away. So people got tired of that. So, you know, I mean, it worked for the ones that were doing it, but all that's played out now. You don't hear about last man standing. You don't hear about that type of stuff. So now the new terminology and the new way to get them is no time racing. Some of those guys are still just class racing and class racers, but they put the note. Turn the clocks off, put the no time in there, and it has people feeling like it's a grudge race for cash. Now, I thought about this today. I said, am I going to say this tonight on a radio show? And I thought about it. I said, yes, I'm going to say it. A true and real grudge racer for cash isn't worried about racing every week. They're worried about whenever their next race is, they want to win it. The class racer and match racer is worried about racing every week. They want to stay, you know, active every week. A real grudge race is not concerned with being at the track every week in a shootout. The class racer is the true grudge racer, because he knows, you know, people look at it like, at least we're racing. But a true grudge racer for cash, like when we used to do it on the big dog level, if we race 2-3 times a year for $50,000, we're trying to win each race. That's what we're concentrating on. We want to win each race we have, not race every week so that the fans have something to see. You know, so there's a big difference. If you just keep your eyes open, you can see the difference in what's going on. And I'm not here to kill anybody's vibe or do anything, but true grudge racers for cash, they want the money. So if you see somebody with a $200,000 car and they want to race for $500, you know it's more to it than you see, because that right there doesn't make sense in the grudge racer for cash mind. You know? So I'm spitting a lot here. I'm saying a lot of things. I'm putting a lot of stuff out there. It's for whoever wants to grab, you know, the knowledge or grab the understanding. But I'm also learning that things are different than they used to be, because people like to put me on you're not racing like you used to be anymore. So they think that means my knowledge isn't there because I'm not as active. But I'm still running in the field with the people that are active. So, you know, it's a lot out there. It's a lot out there. And now we got the heavy hitters on here. Jeff Riles is a heavy hitter. Crazy Horse, you guys are heavy hitters. It's really important that you guys keep integrity and respect as something part of your team. It's more than just buying a carburetor and an engine and snapping together and go fast. It's a lot of respect, and you guys have a good reputation. So let me open up this other mic here, 240-2987. Your mic is hot.
What's going on, Crunch? This Twin.
What's up, Twin? How are you?
Crunch?
Are you listening to the subject matter tonight?
Yeah, but I got a question for you, Crunch.
Go ahead.
Okay, you said if you got three grudge races for $50,000 a year, you worried about winning
right.
all them. But say you ain't on that level, you on that $500 every week level, would you
right.
not race? You know, something.
Well,
you know
what
I mean,
is, what,
like everybody. Hey, Crunch, and you can probably admit to this, man. It's levels to this, to grudge racing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True.
Some people
yes.
got to race on that $500 a week level, you know?
Right, but listen to what you just said. Listen to what you just said. A week, you're saying. So the real grudge racer has a rivalry. You got a guy that you're going after, he's coming after you. You got a rivalry. How you got a rivalry if you're doing it every week with the same people? That's not a rivalry. You're just trying to show for the people. So what I'm saying is, even if you race for $500, that doesn't make you less of a grudge racer for cash than the man that races for $50,000. I want to state that.
I don't think
people
think that.
It doesn't mean you're less. Like Tony Bynes, let's talk now. Tony Bynes, I've been knowing this man or seeing him race. We don't really personally know each other, but I've been seeing him race for years. I've seen him stay in his lane when it comes to the money. Budget, he's on the phone right now, Cliff. I've seen him race for years, but he stays in his lane when it comes to the money. That doesn't make them less of a grudge racer for cash because they bet less. They just stay in their lane and they don't want to, you know, branch out. My team, my little bug team, we had a $2,000 minimum. If just to talk to us, if you wasn't talking about racing for $2,000 or more, we wouldn't even discuss anything under $2,000. But we did that after we got to the level where we could, as a bug team, request that because we were hot like that. You know, people wanted to bust our ass like that. You know, so I'm not saying that the guy that races for $500 every week isn't a true grudge racer for cash, but what I'm saying is true and real grudge racers for cash, they're not concerned with racing every week. They're concerned with their next race, and that could be a deposit up for 2 months later. That could be a deposit up for 2 weeks later. They're not concerned. But if you talk to a class racer or a match racer who wants to be in the shootout every event that's in their area, they're concerned with racing every week. Being at the track every week, they don't have a deposit.
No doubt.
That's
no
the only difference
that.
I'm trying to show these
no
guys.
Doubt.
You know, and up in the north, it's definitely different because when you see two real grudge races for cash show up at the same track in the north, there's no doubt they're not testing together. They're trying to get it on together. You know, but in the south with so many tracks, you never know who showed up for what and what their intentions are. So it's a little different down south, and I respect that what you just said, Twin. It's a little different, and I see the difference, and I'm glad you spoke on it because it's different from the north to the south in that aspect.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally.
I got a
total.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah. I got
go
another
ahead,
caller. 908-6438. Your mic is hot.
Hey, what's up, Crunch? This
who
is Hassan Ali.
Oh, hello, Hassan
Ali. No
yeah,
time
did you hear
racing
the topic
page. No, nah, I didn't hear the topic, man. I was just listening, but tell me what it is, and man, let me spit some knowledge on this thing.
Well, Mr. Ali, we had a guy who was throwing the idea that once the shootout took place, he wanted the fans, after they paid to get in the track, he wanted the fans to also throw in some money on top of the pot to make the pot for the shootout winner. So I really, really just felt like that was some shady manipulation about to take place. So I spoke on it, and I opened up some ears on it just to show, like, we don't have to go that route. Doesn't need the fans to pay what the promoter or the track is supposed to pay for that day. When you start asking the fans to kick out money to pay for the racing that's happening at the track that you paid to go see, something is wrong there. So do you see what I'm saying, Mr. Ali, or do you have an opinion on that? What do you say?
Oh, well, you already know, you know, we see the different variations of people, you know, trying to change what we do, which is grudge racing for cash.
Mm-hmm.
One race, one pot, one winner takes it all. Change it
right into,
you know, entertainment. And I get it. I mean, I understand. I don't agree with it. But,
right,
you know, if you what you really just described right now really happened, man, that's some crazy shit right there. If I paid to get in the gate, right, why do I got to make the pot to make the people race? I mean, if you're going to race,
yeah,
you race. That's never how grudge racing was. And it never should be
right
like that. But unfortunately, the game that the people go to see, the game that they see now, it's a promoter's game. It's not a
right
racer's game, because the racers control what happens and what doesn't happen. You remember when, you know, allegedly when people used to race in the street? I mean, I've seen it, but I don't verify things that happen in the street. But people
right,
used to say,
right,
"Well, why don't y'all just?" People used to say, "Well, why don't y'all just race? Shit, y'all out here." I'm like, we used to tell, "Yo, motherfucker, why don't you just race? This is my car. This is my team. This is how we gonna
right
do it. And we don't agree on something, then we ain't gonna do it." But right, the point is, this is the point. People want to see nonstop racing all the time. In between
right
the little spurts of grudge racing at the track when they have an event, they want to see two cars run down there. They don't care if it's real. They don't care if it's a real race. They don't care if they just test a tune. They just want to see two cars just running down there all day long. And unfortunately, the reality of it is, once you take that name grudge and put it in front of your event, then it changes the whole dynamic, because grudge racing don't happen like that. Grudge racing don't happen like this. It's not planned. It's spontaneous. You seek your enemy out. You engage your enemy. You agree on terms. You lock that money up. You get to the line. And, you know, as long as the race was legal and the grudge terminology, you know, that's how we race. That's how grudge racing is. But you got other people that want to change it because they want to, you know, make money. Ain't nothing wrong with making money, but you could do both and still make money. If you do
right
it right,
right,
it's still what it is, and it don't. You ain't changing nothing. You giving them the best of both worlds at the same time. But some people
right
want to
always,
you know, they.
I've always stressed like a successful event when you see the actual grudge racing for cash taking place and done correctly, then you see the shootout.
Right.
Done correctly. Then you turn around and see the class guys come through and do the class racing, all in the same event, each one respecting the differences of each niche, everybody doing what they do best, and that's it. You don't need to mix and match. Now, you see, like, that track. We've had drag racing go down in history, one car next to the other, side-by-side actions, however it happens, whether it's a girl in the street with a flag, she drops it, whether it's the tree dropping, pro tree, regular tree, Then what do? They go and get a track with four lanes, and they say, we're going to create more excitement because we're giving you more to see. And I watched it. And four-lane drag racing is the boringest drag racing I have ever seen in my life. I can't imagine why you would want to line up four cars and take away the excitement of the two cars that are going to go down there, man against man, woman against woman, whoever. It's just two people like those bubs and put that wind light on and may the best person get that money. Why would you do four lanes? But in the entertainment aspect, they don't care. They just throw the four lanes out there.
You know, the show, you know, I was watching the James Brown movie, and they said, it's two things in show business. It's a show, but then it's a business. So that's why I see, you know, they trying to change it into show business, and I get it. I understand because people are going to say, you hate. Nobody ain't hating. When you put yourself in the public eye, people going to scrutinize what you do. And grudge always been public. Grudge always been underground public, though. Like, people who knew about it, and it went down and it had rules. Now, you know, with the advent of TV and the internet, it's not authentic the way it used to be now. It's just like whatever you can put to the table.
Well, Hans, let me open up this. Let me open up this mic here. 973-1338. Your mic is hot. You hit the one button. All right, I guess not. I'm going to take you back
off.
Leave it open anyway. Leave it open? Yeah, I don't want to leave it open if they're not going to speak. 973-1338. Hello? All right, we're going back. I'm going to leave. You know, you come back if you want to speak, you hit the one button again. Well, tonight's topic has a lot of, you know, we had Twin come in and hit us with another aspect. We're seeing, you know, I used Pro Stock Joe as an example. I didn't say he did something wrong. I used him as an example because people know when they hear that man say, grudge race, they know it's time to see an actual race for cash go down, bet on who you like, and get paid or pay off when that wind light comes on. So if somebody grabs that mic and they say grudge race, and it's not an actual race going on, and it's just two people testing or two people happen to just be going down the track, then you're deceiving the people, you're doing something wrong, you're manipulating the game. And I use that as an example that goes right along with putting flyers on cars just because the guy on the flyer is very popular, so you just snatch his car up and put it on the flyer, and you didn't even call the man and ask him for permission or was he going to be at your track that day. Then he has to show you the flyer that he's going to be at the track because you didn't already have some of his fans going to your track. There are a lot of things going on with people snatching that money. Now, my next subject, I hope I don't hurt any feelings with this one, but when you see all this money happening at these events, then you have all these promoters coming out of nowhere. I think it's too many promoters and not enough with the integrity and the respect that they need to be a promoter. Now, it's not my job to determine. Go ahead.
Could you say that again? I don't think they heard you.
I'm saying, when I look around and everybody's a promoter all of a sudden, it makes me feel like there are way too many promoters taking advantage of the drag racing game, period, whether it be class racing, match racing, shootouts, grudge racing for cash. I'm not specifically saying anybody in particular. I'm just saying when I look at how all of these promoters all of a sudden are out here, and they don't even know what they're doing, but they're out here acting like they do. The real people need to speak up. The real people need to start shutting these guys down. And I'm just putting it out there. I'm not into name calling and all that kind of stuff. I got another caller here, 718.
6139. You just hit the one button.
What's up? I'm Crunch. How you doing, Doctor?
All right, who's this?
Prostock Joe.
That's Prostock Joe.
Oh, now you know
man,
what I know.
We got heavy
hitters. Prostock
Joe.
Grudge Race, Grudge Race. Well, PSJ, did you hear the show from the
yes,
beginning?
Sir. I
okay,
did not.
Did you?
I was so.
You did not. Okay.
Me.
Well, I don't want to waste too much time. We got 44 minutes. What happened was, Joe, Prostock Joe, I happened to read someone ask for the fans to put up money after they done came through the gate, paid their money to be there. He asked for the fans to contribute to the pot for the shootout. And I said, man, that's bad if you have to ask the fans to put in for the payout for a shootout. I felt like it was deception and some shady stuff going on. And I used an example of if Prostock Joe hollers grudge race, grudge race, the real people that are in the game that know you and respect you know that those two cars that are about to go down that track, that's a real grudge race for cash because your reputation speaks on it and they know your history. If two cars go down that track and it's not a grudge race and you holler, grudge race, grudge race, that's deception. So, Prostock Joe, you're on the show right now. Answer this question right here. Is that underhanding the fans if you ask them to pay to come through the gate and then turn around and put money on top of the shootout pot?
Wow.
Wow.
I mean,
wow,
brother,
wow.
You just got to – matter of fact, hold it. You're a racer, you're a promoter, and you're a bunch of stuff. You know, you done got awards for all kind of stuff. So tell the people the truth. That is manipulation, yes or no? Because I could be wrong. I mean, I've only been in this game
no,
about
no,
30
no. something. I don't know all the details, and if the facts – as you present them are completely 100, but as you present the facts, yeah, you're dead right. That's asking for too little too much. You know, as far as that's asking for a little too much. I mean, you know, fans do a lot to sit there all day and with the downtime and whatever. You have to have a balance. But yeah, that's I don't know the whole circumstances, but like I said, as you present it, yeah, that's a little too much. Too much.
Right.
But I just want to make sure nobody got the wrong impression. I heard you say that's why I was enjoying the conversation. You guys are doing a great job. Crunchy doing a good job hosting it and keeping the conversation going good. And appreciate all the input
from
all the guys that contribute.
And Prostock Joe.
But, yeah.
And I was saying when you was in Maryland and they had the lane for grudge race only, and you was yelling grudge race, a lot of them racers was testing and tuning. They was sneaking in the lane.
Okay, well, I have to sometimes I have to rely on the people that tell me that they're having a grudge race. Now, one of the things that we have a problem with, and this is something I've spoken about several times, is that when we get to the end of the day, right, you know, we preference the lanes are full. You know, those races in Maryland and Virginia, whatever, the lanes are always crowded as hell. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. we give deference to the grudge races. They get to go before everybody else if we got a locked-in grudge race. So what you'll do is you'll have guys come and tell me, oh, yeah, these two guys right here got a grudge race. You know, and if I don't have time to investigate, you know, sometimes I catch them in a lie because I'll ask one guy, what you betting? He'll say 500, and the other guy, he'll say, I don't know. When I go walk over to him, what y'all betting? He don't know. So I was like, nah, man, don't try and play me like that. And so I catch some of them, but it's impossible to catch everybody. But I never knowingly said to anybody, and everybody that knows me knows that I would never say out loud, because I don't even call, like, when if there's a person going down the track, a pair, whoever, right, unless one of them has a grudge race that I know about or is a grudge racer, I don't even talk. I let the people upstairs talk. You know, I don't. You know, that's what I do. And anybody that knows me knows that I would never ever say grudge race if I did not believe, based on some information that was provided to me or something that I knew, that was a grudge race.
And guess what?
You know, I'm not
guess
saying
what,
it has to happen.
That's why your reputation is what it is. When it's when soon as people hear grudge race, then you don't have to worry about deception and all that craziness like you're doing a three-card mining game or something, because your reputation is what solidifies the fact that it's a true grudge race. That's why when I spoke to the person, whose phone is that? Whose phone is that? I gotta learn like
sound like Cliff.
Cliff, what you doing? Put it on mute, Cliff.
Okay.
Let me see. What's Cliff's number? Let me see if I can. I got him. Oh, he muted it. Well, what I was saying, I spoke to the man. I spoke to the man, right? I called myself speaking to the man because I did respect the man. When he was saying it, I could see he didn't understand what he was doing was manipulation and exploiting the game. So when I spoke up about it, he went and got personal with me. He went and told me, yeah, come on my show tomorrow, and we'll talk about it. We'll chop it up. No, I'm already losing respect for you, so I'm not coming on your little show. And I'm going to talk about you on another show, and I'm not going to mention your name because everybody knows who I'm talking about. That's how I want to show this man. It's all in your reputation, and you got to have integrity first. When you're playing with this grudge racing for cash game, integrity and reputation is everything. You know, and I use the example of counterfeit money. If somebody's betting counterfeit money, and I tell you, yo, stay away from so-and-so, they use counterfeit money. You're going to respect the fact that I let you know, don't play with that right there because that's not good over there. It's not snitching. It's keeping you real because I'm real. And when I race you, I want you to be 100% real because when I win, I want to get paid. And if I lose, I'm paying you. Reputation is everything. You got guys betting with PayPal. They don't even know these people. You just know them from the internet. You bet $500 on PayPal. Then you win. Now you're chasing somebody for 2 or 3 weeks, got to talk about them all day on the internet just to get your money from them. That's because people's reputation.
I saw some of that.
It starts coming out. It starts coming out. You know?
Yeah.
Very good topic tonight.
Yeah,
we're going to touch on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, it goes without saying. So, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, it is one thing to make people aware of something, you know? And again, there is no one person bigger than the game. I said yesterday, if something I'm doing or if I'm doing my presence at all, even hurting or grudging, I love this shit. I started when I was 5 years old, and my father and, you know, my whole family, they got reputation in the game, and everybody knows who we are. And so the idea that, you know, some people think that they're bigger than the game, more important than the game, well, that's not true. It's just not true. And it's never going to be true. And at the end of the day, like I said, you said, you only have, you know, it's about what you do, not about what you say. And people say a lot of good damn things and say a lot of fly shit, but they don't back it up by what they do. And so at the end of the day, like I said, I don't want to harp on it, but one more time, nobody can ever say that I knew two cars were not grudge racing and say it out loud. Even like the call cars, if they ain't grudge racing. What the hell I'm going to say? If I know the guy got a grudge race later on, what the hell? I ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm not that dude in the booth. That's not me. I call races. So we got to be careful, you know, with putting stuff outlined like that and making sure that, you know, we categorize it and make sure that we show by example. What you said, Crunch, was right on point, you know, and making sure that when people hear me say it, they pretty much can count that it's a real deal. You know, like I said, when I'm there and there's all my excitement going on and all that shit going on, people come to me all the time and tell me, oh, me and him got a good track. Everybody at the track that's seen me do what I do, they see me. I'm up there trying to keep the crowd off the track, trying to keep the racers in, trying to keep the guys to move out of their way and spilling beer, all kind of shit, whatever going on. So, yeah, but what you say about these other people, I mean, we gotta clean this shit up, man. And, again, nobody can't tell nobody how to run their business. But, again, the whole point is, when you say you're grudge racing, and when you put the grudge name out there, you know, it's already got this kind of it's being more and more widely accepted now with the new TV shit that they got going on, even though that's not what we do. That's a replica of what we do. That's an entertainment piece of what we do. But it's being more accepted, but people keep putting black eyes on it, black eyes. And your next topic about the bunch of promoters,
I'm going to sit back and listen to that a whole bunch because I don't want to talk about that one shit. But, good topic tonight.
But with all due respect, because I don't know exactly what those guys' intentions are, and I don't want to have them on and have them go back and forth, but I'm just going to say this to the fans, because tonight I just want to show the fans something that they may not be looking at when they're at these races. But anytime somebody's giving you way too much for your money, there's something there. You know what I mean? You got stand-up promoters, guys that their reputation is impeccable. It's because they've been through the ringer. They've taken their losses. They've had their rainouts, you know, because promoters' worst nightmare is a rainout. They had their rainouts, and they dealt with their issues, and they're still giving the fans true and real action, whether it be class racing, match racing, grudge racing for cash. They're giving you true and real action. That's not an easy job for a promoter. That's not an easy job for a track owner. That's not an easy job for the racers, you know, but it is easy when you have integrity and respect as number one and number two, no matter what you do. If you don't have any larceny in your heart, you live the way you do. So we're all watching people. We're watching everybody. And I know some of the shady stuff that's going on from certain people is because they don't understand the wrong that they're doing. Now, this topic tonight, if a man asks another fan, after all that I said to him and all we put him through to show him, you can't ask fans for money on top of the gate fee because you're really just hustling fans. If he does that again, that just shows me that that man has no intention to be a good promoter, racer, or whatever he is. He has no intention. He just wants to see a bunch of stuff going down and take credit for it. And I can't stand by and let a man do that. I just watched the Golden State Warriors decline going to the White House because they don't believe in the president and his ideology. So when they tell a professional basketball player you can't do politics, but then when they win the championship, the first thing they want them to do is come to the White House. Very big contradiction in terms. So in this grudge racing for cash, if you hear Crunch's name,
say that again.
In this grudge racing for cash game, if you hear my name, Crunch, it doesn't matter how much money I lost, it doesn't matter how much money I won. Every race I've ever been involved in was an actual, true, and real grudge race for cash trying to get paid, and we probably got lumped up sometimes, but we won other times, and I'm a real person. So when I speak on some things, I'm trying to hit these guys. You know, my son, I only have one kid. My son is a good example. I try to, you know, he curses too much, but I try to show him by example. I'm 46 years old. I've never tasted alcohol. I never went to my son and said, don't drink. All I did from the time he was a baby to his 21-year-old birthday was never have alcohol in my refrigerator. That's all I ever did. And we are not going to have a discussion. I don't even know if my son drinks alcohol or not. But I live by example. So in this graduation for cash games, people are not going to tell me that asking the fan is just like a Mayweather fight, because that was another person in the topic that said, it's just like a Mayweather fight. People pay $100 to see Mayweather. So what's the difference? I said, the difference is they pay $100 to see Mayweather because it's pay-per-view. Nobody came to them and said, give me another $100 so I can pay Mayweather when he wins. Because that's a scam. You know what I'm saying? So people have to know what's going on. Just because you see two cars going down. Now, with all due respect, since you came on the show, Pro Stock Joe, I'm going to give you your props. And this is how I'm going to give you your props. When people used to ask me about as long as a race happens and money is involved, it's a grudge race for cash, at first I said yes. You remember that. But you gave us a show that showed the difference between softball and baseball. And just because you changed that ball, changed everything about that game, ever since then, I make sure I stay on top of these guys so they can keep everything as honest as most of us that are in the game or want to be in the game can be. You know, it's not an easy thing. You know, a lot of skepticism, a lot of people saying this and this and that. But I respect the people that want to do the truth, and they want to do the real stuff, and they want to be real, and they don't want to be fake and a wannabe, you know, like all these promoters that are out here doing shows and then they can't even make the payout. They got the guys that came, it was supposed to be however many cars came to the shootout, and then you didn't pay them their money at the end. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
They paid their buy-in, pay them at the end. Once the buy-in was made, you're supposed to pay off. So it's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff. You know, we hear about who's getting paid to come to the track, you know, all that ain't none of my business. You know, when I was with Big Kid, I always keep going backwards, and people say, man, you keep talking about that. That's because it was part of my life. We didn't get paid to do anything. They didn't even give us free food. They didn't give us free soda. We came to the track and bet six figures, and we didn't get nothing to get there because we had a deposit and a race. We didn't get nothing. We didn't get gas money. We didn't get all that. We should have. Now that I think about it, and I'm not mad at these guys that are not letting the tracks and the promoters just make a lot of money off of them when they can, you know, if you're going to make such and such amount of money, cut me out a little something because I'm going to help you. Boom. I respect that. That's business. But the hardest part is going to be for those guys not to end up like these Hollywood jokers that are coming to the track getting paid $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 just to show up because they're from Hollywood, and then they're racing for $1,500.
You talking about?
I'm just saying. I don't know. I have no idea what they get.
I know.
If they're giving them 10, well, why are they giving them 10,000 to show up, but they're only racing, grudge racing for 1,500? That don't make sense.
Well, Crunch.
That's a win-win.
Well,
they can't lose.
if I could interrupt you. And their logic is, they're not really, and you know, when you talk about this, you know, most of the people who are the opponents of what your viewpoint is, I'll say, oh, you hating, or you can't tell somebody what to do with their stuff. And that's midget words right there, because you saying basically, I'm going to turn a blind eye to the foolishness because I just want to see something on YouTube, or I want to see something on TV or the internet and all that. But the reality of it is we allow these guys, and, you know, everything happens for a reason, but these guys are going around track. They just showing up getting paid. Where guys, like you said, they got a history of putting work in for decades. I'm talking about guys like, you know the names. I ain't even going to mention nobody's name, but the guys who we know that were grudge race at a drop of a dime. These jokers ain't getting the kind of money that they getting to show up at no tracks. And they go to all, they go everywhere.
They're serious
about what they do because it's their lifestyle. This is what they do. They race, they grudge race. This is what they do. These guys ain't grudge racers. They ain't really grudge racers. A match race to me is not a grudge race. I mean, when you orchestrate a race before it happens, I mean, what I mean is if you determine the outcome and what's going to happen in a race, that ain't no grudge race. I mean, that's just entertainment, okay? But if you're going to call it entertainment, call it grudge-style entertainment. But it ain't a grudge race. I mean, we know how it go, and we know how it's supposed to go and whatever. But when you ask somebody to build a pot up for a shootout that you hosting, you already done charged them admission to watch the shootout. Now you want them to pay the pot for the shootout or races to race for? Man, that's a shame right there.
Listen, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to give them
the time of day by saying the name.
But guess what? They're going to hear about it. They're going to hear about it. But guess what? That just shows you what type of promoter or racer he is. And he doesn't even know that he just showed us. He just exposed himself by answering that the way he answered it. Then he told me, he said, I don't even listen to you when you host the show because you put me to sleep. I said, okay, no problem. That's what stopped me from asking him to come on tonight to defend himself, because he showed me that even though I was trying to show him something that he was unaware of, he didn't even have enough respect to want to hear it. So now he don't have to hear it.
So you wasn't cursing nobody out, or you wasn't calling nobody out?
I was just trying to show that man grown man to grown man, because I respected him a lot before he meant opened his mouth. And then my grandfather and grandmother taught me when I was young, if you don't know something, keep your mouth shut till you do. So he just, you know, I put him to sleep. Well, he's going to hear from people that don't even know me. Like, yo, your man shitted on you, bro. And I'm trying to show him. He told me, come on my show, let's chop it up. No, how about I go on L.I. Joe's show, who is known and respected with a show, and talk about you and never mention your name. That's how tough I think I can do this. So I'm glad that
Hey, Crunch, can I fill you on a little secret? Your name carry a little weight, whether you realize it or not. They might not
want
to give it to you, but they know
That's cool.
When you speak on something that you coming from a realistic standpoint. And don't shortchange
I'm not gonna do that. I appreciate what you're saying, and guess what? It's the people that really count, that make me who I am, that I've always surrounded myself with, you included, Hassan Ali,
for sure.
And guys like Postdoc Joey,
for sure.
we had Jeff Rogers come on. These guys are known all over the country for what they do, and they came here to put an opinion out there because they know what's important. I'm not just saying this because I'm not making a dollar. I ain't trying to make a dollar. I just want people to see something that they may not see, because people in the stands, you know, we need them to keep this thing going if we're going to do it at the track. We need these people to do the right thing and be fed the right food, or else they'll be fooled and they'll blame us, the ones that knew it. Yeah, so Pro Stock Joe, you like that example about the president and the Golden State Warriors, right?
Y'all can't do politics and you can't be political. But when you win, come to the White House.
When you win, come to the White House. I mean, it's in their contract that they can't do political events. But then when they win, you want them to come to the White House. So all these people that have an opinion can't say anything until they win. Now you want to stand in front of them for TV as entertainment. I'm glad they didn't go. But it was a good example for this, because I wasn't going to just stand by and let a man say that, especially when I mentioned it to him. I just threw it at him just so he can slow down and think about it. He turned around and told me, I bore him. So now I want to see how boring I am now, because people are going to think about what you're doing. They're going to start looking at your intentions. They're going to start watching your races now. They're going to start wondering, oh, that's why you did that. That's why you do this. Boom, boom, boom. So checkmate, brother. Now, we done talked about a whole bunch of stuff, whole lot of stuff. I got heavy hitters on here. People know, you know, Jason. I got to give Jason his props. Jason is on every flyer, every event. Jason must be going for Grudge Racer of the Universe or some shit. Because he is just, you know, nowadays, Racing Jason. You remember they put a tribute out for the other Racing Jason that passed away. Remember back in the day from New York, had the white Mustang?
Yeah.
And he flipped over and hit the guardrail. So, you know, rest in peace to him, because he was a Mustang pioneer. I mean, that's a whole other show. We could talk about the pioneers like Racing Jason Batuada or Dwayne. We could talk about all those, Storming Norman. We could talk about all kind of, you know, historical Mustang guys. But, all right, fellas, I'm invented for the night. I feel good now. I'm going to eat my dinner tonight. I got that off my chest. We got about 21 minutes left to the show, and I want to ask you guys, let's have some fun. What you want to talk about? You got about 9 guys with the mic on. What's up? What's going on out here?
Block, I'm down some Crunch.
Crunch. Uh-oh, who said that? Go ahead.
I'm here. I'm going to say this.
Somebody
said, forget about the little guys. I'm the little guy liaison, Crunch. Can't forget about the little guys, because you know what? Motherfuckers is
You said you're the little guy liaison?
Yeah, I'm the little guy liaison.
Cliff, I even saw you on some flyers, man. You done came up, man.
Yeah, he done came up. Happy he on flyers. What's going on,
Yeah,
Cliff?
Now, Twin, what did Twin say? Twin, what'd you say?
Now, that was big, Crunch. I wanted to know, they got, I think, 2 big races coming up with Tony Wright and the pickup truck. And I know the Southern Assassins got another name for the car, but it'll always be the Legend Killer to me versus.
I really don't have a prediction,
and I wouldn't make a prediction, but when you say the names, Tony Wright is official. That pickup truck is official. Calista is the name of the car. That Calista car is official. Even though they were my enemy, Southern Assassin, those guys have been tough for a long time. So you got to give them, their props, man. These guys, hey, man, we beat them. We beat them on a bug level, right? And they almost crashed their car, and we crashed our car, but still put the wind light on. That's how we had to beat them, because I'm from the Bug Squad originally. But when you mention those names, I can't give you a prediction because I don't know how fast they're running. I don't know who's doing what. But just the names alone, because now we're going back to reputation and respect. Tony Wright, oh, man, just by mentioning that name, it's official because he ain't doing nothing that ain't official. He's not doing no bullshit.
Who truck is he racing?
They racing Camp Saloon.
Melvin. Yeah, that's another name.
The Living Legend. The Living Legend.
To be honest with you, I just want to see a safe race and both of them guys get down the track safe, and that's it. Whoever wins, get that money, but I'm not going to make a prediction because, you know, it's really not going to be here or there because I don't follow them enough to know how they're performing. Now, Mike Hill, he's still the tuner for the 3M truck, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
that's a whole other topic. But that's my ex teammate, and he was very critical in how successful we were.
I seen that the Southern Assassins was giving Tony Wright the back tire.
Damn. Well, hey man, listen. It sounds like it's going to be a good event to see then, because with those names alone, that's enough for the price of admission right there, one of those races. So if you're getting two, that's way more than that $20. But I probably will be there to see it because that action right there is memorable when you have those names involved. You know, that's just me speaking. You know, I don't want to say who I think will win or nothing, you know. And
Them some tough competitors right there, man. I mean, you know, you got to give your props to them guys. All of them guys tough right there, man.
That's cool.
Especially Melvin. Melvin been playing the game for so long, man. I said, And he's a good dude.
I remember Melvin's red pickup truck. You know, he got the gray one that he bought from Mac now. But that red pickup truck, he used to race on the street. And it was a race one night, and Melvin messed around and got the brakes from a Yin Yang, Pro Mod Yin Yang. The Yin Yang spun all the first and second gear, so Melvin's truck was gone. That Yin Yang put that thing in third, dropped fourth, and it came through there. Melvin's truck won by half a nose. And from that day, I had to be about 16 years old. From that day forward, I used to call Melvin the guy with the feather in his ass. He used to be like, why you keep saying that? I said, man, because every race I see you do, you just win. What about when JoJo drove his car and hit the panic button and just beat Levi by half a fender, blew the motor up just to get around? Melvin's been a lucky man a lot of years. So that's all I'll say about that. So what else is on y'all mind? We got 16 minutes left. What's on your mind?
Let's talk about Father's Day. I'm going to wish all the upcoming races this weekend good luck.
My man.
You got your hands full, my man. Good luck to you. Good luck, EP. But you boys got your hands full, you know, and it's all about the future races. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the past races set it up for us future races. You know, that's the way I look at
that's
it.
True. And that's true. Happy Father's Day coming up. Yeah, that was good, Cliff. That was good.
Cliff, you looking real slick nowadays, man. I don't want no problems, man. I was going to ask for a rematch, but I'm going to go ahead and stand down with that, bro.
Hey, you stay in your lane, son?
Cliff
is going to fly his own out of town. He on out of town flies and everything, man. That's,
he
done came up,
man.
He got the exhaust coming out the fender now. I'm nervous. I'm scared.
Yeah.
What happened to 50 grand tonight? We ain't hear from 50 grand. We ain't hear from 50 grand. We ain't hear from my man shooting for the driver of the year. Billy G shooting for driver of the year.
I bet a dollar on a donut they listen, though. You know what? Them guys, they're your true gang members. You know what, Crunch? You know, Joe got the stage prepped up. You know, you on the stage right now rocking the mic. And you know what? That's what it's all about. You know what? One man.
I like to thank. I like to thank L.I. Joe. Yeah, I got to thank L.I. Joe, man, because he gives me. He's a racer I watched. We met at Englishtown years ago, and he's a guy who has gained my respect through many things he's done, especially the fatherhood stuff, you know, because Father's Day is coming up, but fathers respect other fathers because whether they like it or not, we all watch each other to make sure we're better fathers, to make sure we do the right thing. And these kids are really more important than anything we do, even this hobby of drag racing. Our kids become all of what we do, all of what we are. And I just saw a picture of Hassan Ali at his graduation for his daughter. And I was saying to myself, I remember when she was a baby. And people say that to me about my son, so I get to say it to him. Hi, I remember when she was a baby, man. Time is flying.
It is what it is.
We got 13 minutes left. What's on your mind, fellas? What's going on? It's Tuesday night. I'm hyped up. We got a good topic out. I made my point. We have Killer Jeff Rogers. Somebody dropped a call. They tell me somebody hung up, though. 443-4219. They hung up. I think that was Jeff Rogers. I'm not sure. But I'm getting better.
That's Jeff's number.
That's Jeff? Okay. Well, he hung up. Mm-hmm. So we got some hold it now.
We
got another number. Hold on. We got another number. 973-9050. Your mic is hot.
Hey Crunch, how you doing?
All right. Who's this?
You hear me?
I hear you.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, this is Robbie. I'm just walking in the house.
Robbie, Park Auto. What's going on, Killer?
Not much.
Robbie, I'm sitting here talking about old times and everything, but you remember when you had that shop on Park Avenue back in the day near Ashland School, right?
Yeah.
And you used to have that van in there. My man passed away. He went on a fishing trip. Remember that white, silver van? Silver bullet, right?
Yeah.
And I was a kid. Walking in there talking slick to you, like, man, one day I'm going to have me something like that. You used to be like, get your ass out of here. You see, I don't even know if you remember those days.
Oh, yeah.
Ashland School burned down.
All that stuff.
With your big ties on it. Yeah. We go way back, man. And I'm glad to be a part of your life and you a part of mine and watching our kids grow up. And happy Father's Day to you. Cliff started off with the Father's Day stuff, and we all been watching you raise your kids for the longest. So happy Father's Day to you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just over here having fun, man. Well, what's on your mind for 2017, Robbie?
Get two of my kids out there racing. You know, that we're putting together two cars for my kids. So, kids, they grown men.
Okay.
One is like 31, the other one's 25. That's Cameron.
Yeah.
A lot of people know Cameron
because
Cameron likes the track and everything. So I really can't talk too much on the cards because they don't want me to do that until they're done. You know.
right. But guess what? I've been watching them since they were little. They gonna always be kids to us, even though they grown men. I understand what you're saying. I say the same thing about Young Stang when I call him a kid, and he's a grown man with his own family. But to us. Because we watched them come from Pampers to pushing that
I watched them
that
I knew
button,
his father
so.
before he was even born, you know what I mean? So like we've seen them come up.
Yeah. See? So, you know, his father, Young Stang's father, put up money for me to race on foot. He said, if you win this race, I'm gonna give you $100 and some food. I said, sir, you for real, you gonna give me some food and $100? I went out there and won my first race on foot. Because of Tony Jackson. So that's funny.
Yeah.
But we got 10 minutes and 22 seconds What else? What else is on your mind, fellas?
I know they gave a respect, but I just came through 150th Street on the South Condor, and I want to give a RIP to Big Roy that passed away. And I was thinking about when him and Scotty G was out there racing with them big deuces in the quarter, and it had to be 2,000 people out there watching that joint.
Man, you talking about wow. Now, Scotty, did you see that video Scotty put up recently?
Scotty
was calling the game out. Scotty was letting everybody know how he felt.
God bless the dead. If Weldon was still alive, Scotty probably still be in Grudge Racing heavy.
Yeah, Weldon, he was a funny joker too, boy. Man. But that's a piece to him.
Weldon was our cowboy that Tony Wright got.
Yeah, okay.
He make you push that fuck it button.
Yeah, Weldon was tough, boy. He kept them Buicks. He loved that Buick situation. So,
but Weldon used to ride around all week, and Friday changed the rear in that fucking Cadillac, and him and Bowlegs are race all fucking weekend, just traveling, racing every.
Wow. Yeah, that's memories, man. That's what we take with us the older we get. I just turned 46 a couple of weeks ago, and I have so many memories that when people stand around me and we start talking, I don't ever want to stop because I've seen so much.
A lot of these newcomers never experienced that real, true stand out all night long to the sun coming up just to see one race. Your woman sitting in the car, she mad as hell.
Yeah, that's true. And people don't remember this too, right? Murder Nova, the guy from the Street Outlaws, before he became the Street Outlaw dude and all that, he became famous on YouTube because he did a wheelie on the street. So they were voting on this website, Yellow Bullet, I used to go on, right? Had a lot of real people on Yellow Bullet. So they were voting on who did the best wheelie on the street, and they kept showing this Nova. And I kept saying, man, that's pretty decent for the street. But he had big tires.
I think that's the best,
then
the
when Dre, right?
Yeah,
but when Dre from when he did his, and I was standing right there when it went by me, I put that video right on Yellow Bullet and told him it's over, you lose, baby. This is the best wheelie ever on the street, and so you had to be there back in the day to see what was going on. You know, it's all in fun, but the memories, man, we can't take away those memories. We got these kids. Now we're going to be rocking in the old rocking chair, telling them all the things they did. They're not going to believe us.
Boy, I just came through down Linden Boulevard. You couldn't have no streetcar in Brooklyn. Now they got a red light camera, a speed camera on every goddamn corner.
They do. Especially down there by Logan Avenue, Logan Street. I bought my very first house ever in life was on Logan Street right off of Fountain Avenue and Linden Boulevard, right up there, right over that way. But yeah, man, that was the biggest race I ever seen on the street was Scotty and Roy, the Riviera and Weldon's Deuce. That was the big, besides the paper car and Claude, Tompkins Avenue, that was a big ass race too. I don't know. That was a big ass race too. You're right. These memories that we have and the shit, that's how we look at this shit so much different than so many other people because they don't really see what we see when we see it. And that's why they got to listen, though, because, you know, I've seen a dude say today, anytime two guys bet some money, it's a fucking grudge race. Are you fucking retarded? Are you silly? Are you stupid? Hell no. Just because two guys bet money, it don't mean it's no goddamn grudge race. Money, math, and mystery. No fucking time. You got to figure out how the two guys going to race is negotiation, not no sit like me shit either. You know, I ain't saying two guys that can't race head up, they ain't racing, but not because you got the same shit I got that, you know, that's the only way we going to fucking race. And got to be some money involved. Money is just one part of it. It's three parts, three pieces. It always has been, always will be. Ain't no fucking body on here that ever did no fucking grudge racing, right, on the street racing. And that's where this shit come from. That's what we base it off of.
But pro stuff,
motherfuckers gonna bet some money. We don't know no goddamn times, And we don't really know what's in the other fucking car. These bitches showing pictures now of their whole fucking shit. Yeah, I went to my damn driver, my tuner, and he put a 438 crank in my car with 38.7 pistons and 445 jet carburetors. And I think I'm going to go 709 3.8 60 foot. Fuck out of here. That's bullshit. Tell
but
me every fucking thing
they
know.
They these newcomers never had, like you said, that Jerry Lincoln gave you your first ass whooping in our town.
Oh, yeah.
Action Gold would just beat us till we just ain't had no more money. A lot of these newcomers ain't experienced them.
Yeah, it's something though. Like when I see these movies when they were roller skating and bringing you your food on the roller skates when you're sitting there getting your cheeseburger. That's from the 50s and 60s. And then I see from the 70s when the 68 Camaros and 69 Camaros are riding around jacked up in the streets. Man, all of this is fun because we're all car guys. We love cars. We love vehicles. We love performance. We love what the game gives us back from what we put in it, because you never get back what you put in it. And a lot of times, we're going right back to the subject matter. It's all about respect and integrity and doing what's right for the new people coming in after us. And I think we had a good show tonight, fellas. We about round down to 3 minutes and 45 seconds. I appreciate everybody that called in. I appreciate everybody that listened. L.I. Joe, he gets much respect from me. He asked me to do the show again. This guy, he's amazing. I mean, you know what he's fighting in life, and he's still fighting and moving. His son is a beautiful kid. Grown man, once again, we keep calling these grown man kids, but that's what they are to us. To all y'all, Cliff, that was a good one. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy the weekend. Do what you got to do to take care of your own and be safe. And go on Facebook and talk about why the Golden State Warriors didn't show up for Trump. Because they ain't respect him. They don't respect the man. And they got a picture of all of them next to Obama. They respected him. Big thing. Big thing, fellas. Big thing.
Yeah.
Respect. So I'm gonna close the show out, talk a little smack real quick for the last 2 minutes. We're down to 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Joe told me go on more
phone
with the show if I wanted to. But I think it's real important what we did here tonight. And I know for sure that it's going to hit home down in the South and even in the Midwest, because these guys are hungry for the real deal and what is true and real in grudge racing to cash. All right? Now, class racing, match racing, I love it all. Just everything has its own perspective, guidelines, and rules. You got to respect everything that's different about each niche, and everybody can have fun and enjoy it. You know? Pro Stock Joe, thanks for calling, man. And
no doubt, man. No doubt, man.
I'm going to wind this last minute and 45 seconds out talking a little trash, the way Crunch talk a little trash. And I got to mention Young Stang again, because the boy, Young Stang, I keep calling the boy as grown man, the boy saved me. He came and got me. He said, Crunch, been watching you a long time. Be my crew chief. Let's get it. We won about 2-3 times. We lost. I think we lost one. We lost twice. But guess what? Still here, baby boy. We still here. And we 2018, y'all going to be surprised. Young Buck wants some action. So we're going to see. 2018, we just did some real estate moves. 2018, we're going to turn it up for the Northeast. So, guys, I'll holler at y'all later. Say your last pieces before I say my my exit remarks. And I appreciate y'all
peace.
Calling, man.
Peace. Let's hear that song. I was born by the river.
Yeah, like I'll holler at y'all later, man. Happy Father's Day again.
Wow.
Y'all silly. Oh.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.